Hello, this is David Wilcock, and you're about to hear a reading that I conducted on Wednesday, July 11th, 2007. By reading, I mean a telepathic exchange that I have with a higher aspect of my own personality, which is often known as the higher self. There are some very interesting energies on the planet at this time, and this telepathic connection with an aspect of myself in the future can help us sort out how we feel about these things in ourselves. You can think of it as just a part of me that's talking, or you can choose to see it as some other source. But either way, the real point is that it's a source of guidance that simply asks to consider a perspective. It's not trying to create a dogma or get you to believe something. So with that caveat, let me just say that this reading started rather spontaneously. I was lying in bed and I began hearing words. So I just picked up the recorder, not knowing if it would amount to anything, and began speaking. So there's no formal introduction or any sort of elaborate build-up. What you're about to hear is just how it started, and then you can watch it unfold from there. It was very clear as the reading came in that I was being guided to offer it for free on this website, which is www.divinecosmos.com. You'll also hear the reading refer a few times to the Science of Peace series, which is a three-part series originally designed for audio CDs that I created with my friend and colleague Larry Sayer, who is a 9-time Grammy Award winner in music. So that has become the predominant way in which people like yourself are able to help us support our work. It's not like we're running around grabbing oodles of cash, but it certainly has become something that is paying our bills, and for that we are extremely grateful. The response has been very heartwarming. So without further ado, let us proceed, and we thank you for being here. All the people's portals come into being when an idea construct becomes reality. So the move out of dependence to independence requires a persistent outcome on behalf of those who are involved in deploying the healing movement. I wouldn't have asked you to do this. It comes from within yourself as a peaceful slogan for those who have bewitched by the higher forces, those who have been bewitched. The entrance into synchronicity can be rare and troubling. We use the term bewitched to imply that the horse race can be a rather tight one. Most people find themselves colliding rather abruptly with the truth. It is not a simple storehouse of information one would approach as if it were Al Capone's secret bank vault, stored away for a rainy day. Following the agenda of your higher self can be very painful. In fact, it demands of you that you face the issues that you seem to be so adversely positioned against. Yet I ask you, is it really so terrible to move beyond your own limitations and experience ecstatic communion with the divine? The answer should be simple enough, and within that simplicity lies a paradox. No longer do we have to be like a giraffe and appear to deliberately evolve our physical bodies to maintain a higher frequency, so we may nourish ourselves in this third density reality. Instead, the chairwoman of the divine, in your case, the Mother Earth, has an itinerary that goes beyond the simple exasperations of Earth changes, government conspiracy, and the like. This is a global understanding that comes into view as each soul positions itself with its deepest inner truth, so that the resonances may be clearer and cleaner than ever. I would advise you to look beneath the surface and become pals with the divine, for it is your friend through times thick and thin. It is not something to be feared, rather to be revered and understood. This moment in your Earth's history is of galactic importance, and it does involve a rare but recurring cycle in the instreamings of intelligent energy throughout your entire solar system. Each major celestial body that is in the playing field has some degree of impact on this event. We can point the finger to the obvious conclusions, such as interplanetary climate change, and again make evident that this is not an ordinary moment in your reality. There is indeed a great deal of energetic charge that is expressing itself. For if you have the free energy necessary in one teacup of your vacuum space to boil off all the world's oceans, then why would you not have areas of increasing energetic intensity that would express themselves as domains within your galaxy? It's not as difficult as it sounds to conceptualize this, particularly because you see the onion-like nest of spheres as an energy field in many other forms as well, including that of your atom. It may be difficult to conceptualize of how energy fields in your galaxy could obey similar laws as those of the atom. But then again, when you consider David's research, which has tied together
differing perspectives that indicate how there is a harmonic similarity between various natural forms, going from the quantum level straight up through the supergalactic level. Then you may understand that the same rules do apply to each level of complexity in the universe. The loudspeaker is positioned for those who have the ability to tune into its resonance. Therefore, we have decided to give this reading away as a gesture of our appreciation for the increasing number of entities who have chosen to listen to our words at this time through various delivery means. The ruthlessness that you see around you in this plane should not be interpreted as a means of defeating your hope. There is indeed a greater polarization between those who are loving and those who are filled with spite. This comes about not through such things as the Valerie Plame scandal or through global warming deniers. We are speaking much more intrinsically of the tumultuous emotional roller coaster that each soul rides through at this unique time in history. The concept of the energy of the soul is, of course, more than just a philosophical construct. It is a true reality that can be seen in many, many forms. One of those forms is the energetic interchange that occurs from one soul to another. You will find more and more reasons for there being a resonance that can be destructive. Souls will come to you at times and seek to withdraw energy from your bank balance, if you will. This does refer to a very physical, very literal experience that you may have. We liken it to the idea that your aura, if you will, is a water tank. And the waters of spirit fill you to varying levels of volume, depending upon the level of attitude and positive focus that you have. We are indeed pleased that more and more of you are learning about these concepts, such as in David's Science of Peace material. Because once the scientific understanding becomes clear and evident, you will have a renewed perspective in which you can then examine the relationships that happen each day in your life. It may seem as if you have been held back from certain goals that you have been seeking, but bear in mind how often your own lack of self-worth and fear over the future can hinder your ability to have healthy boundaries in your energy field. There is no accident that the lack of healthy boundaries can provide, if you will, a tap, much like you might see a small nail driven into the side of a maple tree with a spigot then inserted, so that during maple season, buckets can be hung from each tree to collect the sap as it flows freely while the tree is trying to feed itself. And that sap may in turn be boiled down to the delicious maple syrup that you are familiar with. Many, many souls at this time, and particularly those who are of the light worker variety, have such holes in their aura. And there is such an energetic tap of slow energy streaming out in such a form. As we have said before, the problem with pornography is that there is a loss of energy from the body in such events, particularly for the males. Now bear in mind that we are speaking now of an event that is akin to squeezing the sponge, in which a larger amount of energy is dissipated. During the time after which the energy is lost, there are direct physiological consequences, and they will be experienced in a variety of forms. This includes the feeling of depletion, the feeling of exhaustion, the feeling of depression, the feeling of listlessness, boredom, the desire for distraction, and other addictive behaviors. These senses of inner contraction are what is usually created in the conscious mind as a signal to the self to withdraw and retreat from life's challenges and consequences for a time in order that it may be replenished. There are other means to replenish yourself that do not involve deep, dark depression, of course. Simply going out into the sunlight and having some direct light without sunglasses can be of great assistance to you, particularly due to the fact that the sun is the source of much of the vital energy that sustains you on this planet. You may also choose to realize that exercise is of particular importance. And we are more interested in seeing you move from place to place in your exercise than in staying in one location. The benefit of a walk is that you are experiencing a variety of energy fields as you move through so-called empty space. There are standing waves of energy that are very real upon your physical plane. And it is for this reason that on long flights you may experience great fatigue, for you have moved through quite a significant amount of energy in that time. Each of you experiences arguments and problems with others in which someone who significantly squeezes your energy field from the sense of fear will then experience the sudden ejection of vital energy from you that they can then use to make themselves feel better. This is a typical phenomenon that can be seen in such things as sports arena games, in which one side wins and one side loses. The losing side leaves feeling dejected, their auras having been depleted. The winning side does actually, in fact, receive some of that energy in a sort of human cannibalistic fashion. It is for this reason that we prefer those games in which all participants experience an ecstasy and a joy for having accomplished something together. The concept of winning is one of those third density illusions that we seek to embody for you in these words so that you may examine it yourself and understand its limitations. Yet we find again and again that so many souls consider this misleading concept of winning very strongly in their private motivations, even when they are on the positive path. We find many spiritual teachers who wish to become of central importance to the world. And yet what we are finding is that there are so many who are doing such a wonderful job, And we are not expecting nor encouraging them to suddenly become some worldwide media figure. In fact, the more you examine the lives of the so-called celebrities on your plane, the more you should be able to see the difficulty that is intrinsic in those lives. It may seem that you have great wealth, and it may seem that everyone loves you, but this is a flawed concept born in the eyes of those who wish to be heroes, in a very physical sense. We do not necessarily consider it heroic to become a film star or a musical celebrity or any other magnet for the paparazzi. There certainly are unique qualities in a personality that would seek such exposure, and you may find many talents in the soul that can be utilized. However, bear in mind that celebrity in and of itself does not guarantee a higher level of spiritual seeking. In fact, so many entanglements with other selves occur that there can be great loss of polarity in terms of one's degree of spiritual seeking and the integrity with which it is being sought. On the other hand, let us make no mistake in emphasizing studies such as those of Dr. William Broad, in which it has been scientifically proven that when one person stares at another person, even if the person being stared at is totally unaware of it, there is a measurable surge of energy in that person's field, which your scientists see as a sudden spike in the amount of electrical activity in their skin. So if even one person staring at an image of you can cause a surge in your skin's electrical activity, imagine what happens when you are dealing with a celebrity who is constantly in the eyes of the paparazzi. Believe us when we tell you that for one who has become exposed to this, there is an extremely obvious connection between how many people are looking at the picture on a given day, or watching a video, or a movie, or hearing a song, and the level of energy that they feel. Indeed, as we said, you can consider your aura to be like a water cooler, if you will, which has a boundary that can expand and contract in size. We have mentioned how the sexual exchange can involve a mutual increase in the size of this energy field for both parties, and how a solo sexual experience can, in some cases, decrease its size. This is why, for example, many monks have attempted celibacy so that they may artificially increase the size of the energy field without having to work for it, other than through self-denial. Certainly, as we said in an argument, the victor does allow himself or herself to feast upon the energetic spoils from the loser. This very much does come across as a clarity of mind and a quickening of spirit, a sense of satisfaction, the misleading concept of winning. It is real energy. Bear that in mind. It will indeed increase physical health, physical vitality, alertness, and sense of euphoria. Do you not see how this is similar to a drug? Therefore, again, consider what happens when a soul is not prepared for publicity, and then suddenly is having many souls focusing upon it. For in that focus, there is a very real beam of energy, if you will, that is being sent to the person who is at the center of the media firestorm. Lest you think that negative energy would be undesirable, this is not necessarily true. For all forms of attention, all forms of others focusing on self, will indeed impact the energy field of the person. keep your conscience clear by examining how you can enhance your energy field in a way that is not infringing upon the free will of others. For there are many, many examples of those who have traumatic experiences early in their lives which they have not wanted to face. And this in turn leads to them feeling a mandate to bring other experiences and people into their lives that mirror this original betrayal. When the original betrayal is brought to the surface and is viewed once again as a present day experience, it is all too easy to lash out at that person who is the messenger of this trauma. And in the lashing out, there is an energetic theft that may occur. It is very common. Notice how frequently in an argument between two people that the one whose voice raises the highest is the one who has the last word. Think about the meaning of the last word and how the sparring has stopped. In that moment, the one who has emerged victorious has indeed taken the energy that has been banging back and forth in that exchange. So these concepts are more than just expressions in your language. They refer to very literal, very physical events that can occur. So again, for one who has not understood how these principles are working, they can become quite addicted to the limelight. And whether the attention is negative or positive, they will choose it over obscurity. This extends as well into those who you might call the negative elite or Illuminati, the rulers of your planet. Their rituals and circumambulations around various altars are not simply done to amuse themselves. There are indeed ancient disciplines regarding the use and building of energy within the self through what amounts to the negative path, in which domination over others and subjugation of their free will in turn causes their energy to flow in. You see this on a superficial level with the amassing of great wealth within these groups. And we only mean it as superficial to imply that the soul essence that is being taken from people has a much greater impact upon their actual livelihood. What we wish more than anything is to restore the sense of hope, the sense of foreshadowing of a positive future rather than a negative future. And this is what has become lost, causing the compass to swing aimlessly at this time. We wish to remind you that the changes that are occurring upon your planet are not changes that will bring about a disastrous apocalyptic ending. They are changes that are instigating a new view of self and of others, and of your collective civilization. The energy wars that unfold upon your planet can be distressing to watch. However, they are simply a function of the times that you live in. As the one known as Richard Hoagland has said, the good are getting better and the bad are getting worse. We would not attach such qualifying terms of judgment as better and worse, but the underlying metaphor is that those who are seeking greater love will find it, and those who are seeking self-enrichment will tend to find more and more chaos and instability in their lives. Remember, the Earth is transitioning into a higher frequency in which the open heart and unconditional love are the key concepts. This is a very direct experience in which the consciousness energy of the planet itself is changing. Again, getting back to the material David has shared with you in The Science of Peace, there is extensive evidence that the status of your own conscious mind is indeed a function of its environment. Therefore, we can speak not simply as a channeled speculation, but standing upon a bedrock of research that has been conducted and demonstrated these concepts innumerable times. The most effective way to make use of this information is to again see that you interpret these signals from the minds of others and from the mind of the earth, from your cosmic mother, as your own personal thoughts. Only those who are the most intuitive can discern the thoughts they have generated independently and the thoughts that emerge in their mind from other sources, if you will. So the Earth's consciousness, the Earth's frequency, is very much part of your mind, part of your perspective. Also, the energy from the sun has an even greater impact upon you. Extending forward from that perspective, the energy from the center of your galaxy has an even greater effect than the energy from your sun. And there is, of course, a center to the universe, though the center of the galaxy will appear to have a greater strength for your own local domain, if you will. Again, we are not speaking in abstract metaphors. If you have heard the Science of Peace series, you already know that when you are in alignment with the center of the galaxy, it has been scientifically proven that your ESP ability can increase by up to 400%. This means that there is a certain time each day where the position of the Earth in space aims you at the galactic center. It is not as if you can rotate in your chair and aim towards the center. It has to do with the precise alignment of your Earth with the galactic center, much like setting up a shot on a pool table. When you are in that straight line of fire, if you will, there is a much greater amount of this cosmic consciousness that is experiencing itself from moment to moment in your conscious mind as being a real thing. It will open your doors of perception so that you can indeed hear the thoughts of others more clearly and cleanly. This is but one of innumerable points of scientific data, all of which conspire to inform you that you are experiencing the thoughts of your environment in your mind. You believe yourself to be separate because you have a physical body that implies that you are separate from others. But yet at the same time, your mind is constantly filled with their thoughts, and you cannot avoid this. So what use would there be to attempt to manipulate and control those around you, if their pain, in turn, energetically depletes you? Furthermore, this consciousness field is omniscient and omnipresent throughout the known universe. It may not be the same concept of God as a bearded man sitting on a throne that many of you have become so familiar with in various religious traditions, but it is nonetheless a holographic reality. Nor should it be seen as similar to primitive pantheistic religions. For we are dealing with a consciousness that is not limited to the self, to others, to the environment. We are quite literally describing oneness, in which there is nothing outside of oneness. We are not describing a pantheon of gods, each of whom rank more highly than you do. We are consistently explaining how no one is above or below any other. The universe itself is a game of equanimity. Each player, each soul, will reach its point of reunion with the oneness through the apparent illusion of time as a duration that you move through. Since all time is omnipresent, you can take this moment right now and bask in the glory of your oneness. For as you tune into the gratitude, the so-called Maharishi effect does in fact occur. Granted, there are worldwide meditations that can be scheduled, such as the July 17th, 2007 event that has garnered some publicity on your internet. But we would encourage you to see beyond the simple focus on a singular day as being something of quantum change. We have said this many other times, but it is worth repeating. Seek the love in this moment, and you will find an exponential increase in your energetic frequency. By seeking the love in this moment, you are tattooing yourself with divine inscriptions. Your energy field experiences a resonance with the truest levels of this reality that you exist within. Consider that your conscious mind, as we said, is a playing field of all these various influences, each of which will naturally be interpreted as if they were your own thoughts. Granted, there are some whose ability to discern their own thoughts from the thoughts of others has been damaged or fragmented, and this often explains your sufferers of various mental illnesses and paranoias, such as the so-called multiple personality disorder. You will find that it is a blessing to have the natural shielding from experiencing others' thoughts telepathically until you have reached a level of resonance within yourself where your identity is secure enough that you can have your conscious mind be a playing field of the thoughts of other selves and not have your identity be threatened by that. For in fact, when you stand in the pyramid, for example, as it is built in its original intention, there is a much higher frequency of energy than you would normally experience, and the mind is very decidedly influenced. Again, as we go into detail on the Science of Peace series, in Russia, these fiberglass and PVC pipe pyramids that were constructed at a steep angle, looking not too different from a church steeple. There were experiments in which salt and pepper was stored in the pyramids and then distributed to prisoners in certain Russian jails. No other change was administered to their lifestyle, and yet there was a noticeable increase in the level of harmony and cooperation and addiction recovery among those populations. All other variables had been accounted for, and the control jails, which were given salt and pepper that had not been stored in the pyramid, showed no signs of change. So what we are quite literally saying here is that the crystals within the salt molecules and within the coarse pepper grains had in fact taken on this higher energetic frequency, which even in small trace amounts has an effect on your overall vibratory field and in turn upon the thoughts that you think. So bear in mind that natural foods, foods that come from the earth, foods that have not been tampered with by the hand of corporate America or any other corporation, are foods that have a healing effect upon the soul and not just on the physical body. This energy field that we speak of is not just the energy that you think with, it is the energy of the vitality of your organism. It is an energy that sustains you through thick and thin, and if it were to decrease consistently, the physical being itself would expire eventually. Therefore, when one is dying, some may choose to become argumentative and combative, specifically because they feel that if they consistently can win these arguments, they will gain a temporary increase of energy. However, bear in mind that though these games can indeed secure a short-term feeling of victory and the spoils of said victory energetically, in the long term there is an overall depleting effect, and furthermore the thought forms of anger and separation precipitate quite literally into the physical body as any of a variety of illnesses, including abnormal cancerous growth of tissue. So what you have at this time is an opportunity to expand beyond the limitations that you once saw around you. Learn that your conscious mind is a constant playground of influences. Whether the race is black, white, or otherwise is utterly irrelevant. Those around you are helping you to feel the way that you feel and think the way that you think. You don't need to look beyond what is right in front of you to think about how you might be influenced by this consciousness field. Check out the events in your public discourse. Look at the level of trust or the level of fear that is happening, and understand how that may affect you. Then bear in mind that many of the current events that happen upon your plane represent where the predominant number of human beings are thinking and feeling. But it does not have to be where you are thinking and feeling. For as we mentioned that the center of the galaxy can increase your psychic ability by 400%, so too can you experience the living, omnipresent, omniscient intelligence of the universe in this moment by just slowing your mind down, tuning in to what is already you and always will be you. There is gratitude in this moment, and it can create a sense of inspiration that feels almost like a new romance, the thrill of the first touch of skin to skin, as the romantic act is underway. This experience in the sexual sense is not something that is intended to be defiled or looked upon as a perversion of universal teaching. It is, in fact, one of the many wonderful ways that you can experience inspiration and a mutual sharing and building of frequency between souls. You can call upon that same sense of immense gratitude and instant perfection in the moment within yourself right now. It does not require there to be another self present. More and more, as you step into your authentic identity and boil off the layers of personality distortion that you came in this life to work on, you will find that you can be a self-sustaining person. You can interface with others, but you are not reliant upon them to feel good about yourself. The truth in this moment is a truth that can be scientifically established. And it is a truth that does not need you to look outside yourself. It is a science of peace. It is a resonance of consciousness that is yours for the taking. Learning its principles, as we have started to explain here, can be of assistance. You can benefit from the scientific knowledge. For what we are really attempting to do is break down the walls of denial. The studies have shown you 7,000 people meditating under one roof had a profound effect on the free will behaviors of all those upon the physical earth, to the tune that 72% of acts of terrorism were reduced during those periods of time. Similar percentages were earned in other categories, including fatalities and domestic violence. So, if the room is getting hot, so to speak, and then a few souls choose to meditate, it brings the temperature back down. And these outbursts of anger and fear need not occur as frequently. So there is very much a frequency game being played upon your planet at this time. This game involves your participation rather than seeing it as only something that occurs outside yourself, which is so common, or as only something that should be done during certain moments of global meditation. This is, in fact, a responsibility you can take on yourself and have a direct impact on how events will unfold upon the physical earth. This is why we feel the message to be so important that we have instructed David to give this reading away on his website. We cannot stress enough that we are only articulating to you points that have been scientifically established and can be shared in the Science of Peace series and the write-ups about it. We have had a phenomenal response. Though there are a few small problems in the dictation, the overall message was quite good. It was intended for study groups, such that each of three segments would be listened to on subsequent occasions. Therefore, if you were to sit down and attempt to listen to all of it back to back, the recap section at the beginning of the second and third discs may seem unnecessarily redundant. That is the only negative criticism we have received. Bear in mind that it was intended to be suitable for the greatest good, and repetition is a necessary element of learning. So we are pleased to have this opportunity to share these words of peace with you. And however a form that they may come across, we believe in the fulfillment of your dreams and your destiny. We want nothing less than that for you. When you understand how reality really works, it can imbue you with a whole new perspective and allow you to step outside of the limitations that you created for yourself. For if you did have but the faith of a grain of mustard seed, you may find that in cultivating that faith it has grown into the largest tree in the garden. It takes but a small amount of personal investment to see what an effect you can have. For when you can experience this gratitude on a moment-to-moment basis, creating a reality by your attitude and your focus, you are, in fact, having a direct impact upon how all others are thinking and feeling upon your planet. You can reduce war, reduce terrorism, reduce domestic violence, reduce fatalities by simply being happy and peaceful and loving and grateful for your life. So you seek a resonance within yourself, and in that seeking, all others are helped. This should remind you of the Bodhisattva vow, I seek my own enlightenment for the sake of all beings. We will continue to repeat this message in a variety of forms because it is so important. Many of you see the negative elite as being larger than life. You are aware of the possibility that 9/11 was an inside job, or the machinations of power with those who have it and refuse to let go of it, and continue pushing the envelope more and more, attempting to create fear and paranoia. Just know that these are but the last gasps of the power structure that is eroding and crumbling this time. And there are many surprises still ahead. For as we said, even as these souls in the negative elite attempt to foster their plans, their own minds are being imbued with this fourth density energy, if you may use that jargon expression. The energy of the open heart, unconditional love. You can certainly have that influence be permeating your consciousness and yet not choose to acknowledge it. You can choose to stick to your old habit patterns and rely upon what seems right, even if that is manipulative and controlling. Bear in mind, though, that the longer you resist that personality shift that will occur, the more charge is built up to propel you into it. And that charge can even involve karmic backlash, such as physical damage to your body. Again, it is crucial at this time that you examine what is right in front of your face and tune in to the events of your life by wandering from the goal and getting distracted by the minutiae. You can lose your center of focus about what is really important right now. Of course, we do not want you to trail off and neglect the physical body, shun the physical work that is necessary to generate money so that you may persist. At the same time, it is eminently wise for your focus to remain consistently upon seeking the heart of the self, turning within, and looking for guidance and direction. The events that unfold in your life that cause you great consternation and distress are precisely those events that are coming up to be healed and purified. You make choices in your conscious mind about what you will accept and what you will deny. And it is so easy to fall into that sense of complacency that you have strayed from the goal, and yet nothing can be done. So you can just sit there and distract yourself even further with various addictive behaviors. You don't have to be a particularly brainy person to see how you have been deluding yourself. In fact, those who are highly intellectual often are the best at the ability to deny what is reality. Many highly intelligent people refuse to see the obvious because their mind leads the body and the emotions. The mind can be a cruel slave driver to the body and to the heart and not allow it to stop and mend when there is damage that would normally require healing. By living in a conscious world, you are participating in something that is unfolding in yourself right now. By resonating with truth and seeking the gratitude, seeking the stillness of the moment in a meditative silence, you will quickly find out what comes up that holds you back from that frequency. It will become obvious to you why you cannot get into a state of meditative silence, because it will dominate your thoughts, whatever the issue is. This should not be seen as a source of frustration, but as a blessing. For you can look at the issue that is bothering you and go right into it. Let yourself experience it. Let it wash over you. And examine that moment for the love that is present. See how the apparent problems in your life have actually been blessings in disguise, if we may use that cliche. You have been blessed by your hardships, for they inspire you to make achievements that you otherwise would never have thought about. It's like you're climbing a spiral staircase in your vibration, and the hardships are what cause you to continue progressing forward. It is almost as if each stair is like a plane that you can step off into and get caught up in. You could set up furniture there and dwell in it. It is oftentimes only those more difficult catalysts that cause us to continue stepping up one stair at a time, finding the inhabitable planes that exist at each level along the way. So we are not talking about anything that involves being crazy or out of control. It is a simple but very real process. It doesn't mean that you live your life wallowing in grief or sorrow. In fact, grief and sorrow persist because they are not being experienced. This is one of the most intrinsic points we have consistently tried to get across. Your peoples instinctively hide from feeling the sorrow, from feeling the sense of loss and isolation and aloneness and abandonment. It nips at the periphery of your mind without ever becoming that which you truly turn to and embrace, even if that involves an emotional release. And yet, by not looking at it, it grows and grows and grows. You will find it emerging more and more in the experiences and the thought forms that happen in your life. So there are times where quite literally the best thing you can do is to simply get under the covers in your bed and be with yourself. Experience the pain, the loss, the sorrow, just in your own mind, without looking for others to make you feel better, as it is very important that this process be done by yourself, at least in the beginning stages. Look past the illusion that you have been separate. Realize the grand wheelwork of creation that is spiraling you into this ascension process even now, and the incredible conclusion that is forthcoming. Allow your emotions to become your friends rather than your enemies. For once you look at the grief and examine the grief, you will find the love that is underneath those surface layers that seem so tortured and tattered. That love can sustain you through many long dark nights. And it can keep your eyes focused on the horizon. For a new day is dawning. And as that light begins to break over the surface of the landscape, the shadows and the illusions will be burned away. This occurs not just on the collective global level, as you are now seeing unfold, but in the personal level. By keeping your focus on the heart and your focus on peace, it is easy to see how quickly your life will change. To then extend that love as it builds within you to others and embrace them just as who they are without trying to change them or make them different. You have grown. This does not mean that if someone is in your life that you should not provide structure for them and let them know if something they do upsets you. But you can also have forgiveness for what you see. If a soul is experiencing fractured consciousness, it will naturally feel walled off from others. And it will naturally see its own flaws or apparent flaws in others and be angered or saddened by them. The more you come to a balance in yourself, the more you can accept those same circumstances in others. And thus, when you find yourself being upset by someone's behavior, remember that that only is occurring because you have not healed and balanced the issue in yourself. When you can forgive and accept yourself for that which you see in someone else, it will no longer be an issue. You will no longer be agitated or frustrated by it. This is the great work, and it is also for this reason that we wished to have David conduct this reading for you. We do not seek to inspire confusion, but make it very simple. And oftentimes, in the radio show format, we can only scratch the surface of the true material that matters most at this time. We have been delighted with the phenomenal response that has occurred on David's website recently, as you measure linear time. A much larger number of you are choosing to tune in. And therefore, this is our response and our way of saying thank you for supporting this work financially and energetically. We can work together as you tune into your own higher self, for we do not wish you to be acolytes or followers of anything we would say. We only wish to create other teachers who are mature and humble and capable of seeing through the storm of emotional turbulence to find the clarity of the new day that is dawning. That is the gift of life on earth at this time. Embrace the clarity, embrace the light, and embrace the love. For indeed, you are the light. You are the love. You are the one infinite creator. This is as it was, as it is now, and as it always shall be. And nothing and no one can take that from you. It has been our honor and privilege to bring you this message of hope and healing this day. And we trust that you shall always live in truth and beauty and peace. Whether you choose to see it or not is the whole game. We thank you. Peace be with you in the light of everlasting love. We now bring this reading to a close. Adonai and Amen.